In a world filled with big sports companies and high-end production podcasts, comes a group of guys who paid $5 for this intro. Welcome to Eat, Sleep, Fantasy.
Nah, just suck on my dick. Suck on my own dick, man. Hey, I suck on my own dick.
All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Eat, Sleep, Fantasy Football Podcast. My name's Christian Brito.
My name is Jeff.
You can find me on Twitter at EatSleepFF, because that's what I'm promoting this time around. Joining me, as always, is Mr. Dale DeMott. What's up, Dale?
Fuck you, Dale! Fuck you!
Hey, man, for everybody listening, don't forget our draft kit releases, I guess we'll call it version 1, releases June 3rd, and then we'll keep updating it. So if you guys haven't signed up for the draft kit, go to our website, just hit the draft kit button, sign up for it. Also, I don't know if this is the right time to say this. I think it is, because this is going to be our first mock draft episode. But a big thanks to Kevin over at Game Day Sports Memorabilia. We are giving away, are you ready for it? A Russell Wilson autographed mini helmet.
Yeah, with the Super Bowl champions on the helmet, with the certified little certificate.
Yeah, thing. Authenticity. Yep.
It's at my house, so the odds are that it probably won't get shipped to you.
It's blue and it has a green Sharpie signed with his name, autographed. It's really, really cool. Anyways, we're going to be giving that away. I'm not sure how we're going to do it, but we will be giving our listeners first shot before we go to social media. We're going to be putting it on the podcast, probably in the next couple episodes. So just keep your ears open to the podcast. That's really, really exciting. And
what was the site again, Dale? Where we got it from?
Game Day Sports Memorabilia.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, really cool guys. Kevin over there. I mean, if you go on the website, I mean, they have all kinds of autographed stuff. I mean, for really good prices too. Almost pretty much most NFL players, a lot of retired players too. You know, they have like Emmitt Smith and Barry Sanders and all that stuff. So big shout out to them. We appreciate their support.
Clearly, I mean, since I've have it in my own house right now, it's really good quality, cool looking stuff.
Yeah.
As a person that likes to have these sort of things in my room and home, I'm very jealous of whoever it is that gets to keep this ultimately.
Hey, well, you know, if it's a contest and you somehow win, you know,
we don't have any rules against that.
We make up the rules.
Right.
So, anyways,
yes. Listener number 237 is Christian Brito. What do you know?
But yeah,
also with us, Dale, because you just decided to jump into promoting things without even introducing.
Look, I told you we're not promoting anything. We're giving stuff away. It's like I'm not plugging or promoting. It's just like, hey,
you're plugging something that's ours.
Okay, sure.
Right.
Sure. Okay. Is there somebody else on the podcast today?
Yes, Wade, Kenneth Wade Green, Wade Kenneth Green. Mr.
Eat Bet himself.
Hello, guys.
You're happy to have you on again, Wade. He's been on a couple.
Are you?
Yeah, he's been on a couple episodes, and he's done pretty well. So I'm happy to have him back and helping us with the mock draft. Since I talked a shit ton last episode, I think the most I've ever talked in my life was last episode. Christian is going to go ahead and moderate our mock draft today, doing two wide receivers, two running backs, a quarterback, and a flex. Is that correct?
Yes. Before we do any of that, we do have just a couple pieces of news. But before we do any of that...
I got a question.
Wait. Just wait.
Okay. What?
Hold your question. Okay. Do we want to start doing that? Do we want to have like a question of the day? Question of the day, tip of the day.
Oh, and what did Wade not like of the podcast today?
What did Wade not like of the podcast today? Those need to be like every segments along with the news. Okay. Anyways, I just want to peel back the curtain for 1 second.
Sure.
Because as the listeners have noticed now, I start the podcast the exact same way every single time. I've tried to switch a couple things up in the introduction.
Yeah.
Dale asked me to stop saying, "What's up, Dale?"
Right.
That was 3 podcasts ago. So yes. Far, I'm 0 for 3. Every time I have it in my mind, don't say, "What's up, Dale?"
Because my main thing was, don't say what's up, and then I have to say, hey, like, it's the first time we're talking today. It's like it kind of got fake, right? And then you start saying what's up, and then I just started ignoring you. And then we got a couple of people saying, hey, he said what's up, and you just started talking. And so now we're kind of like in this weird place.
Which is a perfect kind of symbol for our podcast.
We got Eat Sleep Fantasy. We're a weird place for podcasts.
So, no drop here this episode, but for next episode, let's start with Dale's question of the day.
Okay. This is a serious question, and we can cut this out if I already answered this, but I thought about it today again, because I thought about it before. I never got an answer.
God, if it's related to Tyrod Taylor, I'm going to be upset.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Okay. I don't eat a lot of red meat, okay? And when I do, like, usually, pretty much because of my wife, she's really picky. It has to be, organic and all that stuff. Anyways, that's a whole other topic. My question is it better to eat like a poor quality? I'm sorry. I'm going to jump right to hot dogs. Is it better to eat a good quality hot dog or a bad quality hamburger? What is like better for you?
Good quality hot dog for sure.
Good quality hot dogs are pretty bad.
What's more
still.
Enjoyable?
What's better for your body?
Or what's better for your body?
Yeah, what's better for your body?
That's two separate questions. The good quality hot dog is probably better for your body.
You think? Yeah, but hot dogs are bad.
Yeah.
Hot dogs are really bad.
No, they're...
Yeah, but I mean, if you're talking about like it's a kosher all beef hot dog, that's a lot better for your body.
I don't know about that. And that's what I'm thinking. Like that seems like the obvious response.
However, what tastes better? Like, you can't have a bad burger unless you burn it.
Right, as far as taste goes.
Yeah.
Well, like I don't know. There's like. Like a McDonald's patty doesn't taste that good.
But
there goes our sponsorship.
I'd still probably
to McDonald's.
Rather have that than a hot dog.
Okay. That's fair.
What about a McDonald's hot dog?
They don't have. They have what?
Yeah, I think Burger King has a hot dog.
Burger King has hot dogs. You're right. Yeah.
McDonald's also has hot dogs.
Wow. So
really?
Wade, what's your vote here?
Wait. I'm gonna do the fun fact really quickly.
Oh jeez.
Fun fact: there's a couple of McDonald's that sell pizza still.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that. And, like, there's only a couple of them in the nation, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, so I'm better off going with a good quality hot dog. That's hard to believe. Hot dogs are really bad for you. Even good quality ones are pretty bad.
So, I mean, what is this? Like, Dale's health advice tips? Because nobody's going to take that. Like, we take your gardening tips because we believe you, but you and I are not the picture of health here.
Okay, well, we'll just skip this segment. That was a question. I didn't know if you had another take on it, but...
No, the question of the day needs to be fantasy question, man.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It can't be hot dog related. It should be like, are pants for suckers, yes or no?
Yeah. All right, well, that was eat portion of our podcast, so we can move on.
Okay. I think that was the sleep portion.
I actually have a very... curious question, because me and my wife kind of fight about this.
Ooh, trouble in the house?
Yes.
A little bit. So my wife went out with our kid, brought home a cookie sundae from Chick-fil-A.
Okay, that's delicious.
Which they're delicious. Of course. Okay. Yes, they are. Okay. So obviously, if you don't know what a cookie sundae is, it's a chocolate chip cookie kind of crunched up with ice cream and hot fudge from Chick-fil-A. They're amazing. Yes. So I'm eating it. She takes a bite. After she takes a bite of ice cream, she drinks a soda. Now,
you can't do that.
You cannot do that. I hate eating ice cream and then drinking soda because it fizzes up in your mouth. then you can't get the burps. No. It burns.
Besides all that, you can't combine the two sweets. Like, you can't eat a sweet and drink a sweet. It's like you can't eat waffles and drink soda.
Can't eat a sweet and drink a sweet?
Yeah.
Oh, I can do that.
First of all, root beer floats are a thing for a reason.
See, now root beer floats are the exception to the rule.
Well, because you're doing it at the same time, so that's not bad.
Secondly, are you talking about soda like as you're eating the ice cream? Because I think I've had those two things paired together. But it's like you have the ice cream, and then like once you're done eating it, like you can have the soda later to wash it down. But if you're going to eat...
No, you do not wash ice cream down with soda.
I agree.
It's preparable with water. That's why you don't go to like an ice cream store. They have like water bottles always at the end of the aisle, right? Because that's what's going to wash down.
You eat a cookie, you don't drink soda.
But what if you have like a meal, right? And then you have like a sundae to top off the meal. And the meal comes with a soda. Then what do? Do you buy a water bottle in addition?
You either buy a water bottle in addition, or you wait roughly 5 minutes. That's kind of my buffer time. That's my soda buffer time.
Your wife is what we're getting at.
I disagree.
I'm on board with your wife here. I think it's okay. I think it's preferable to have the water to wash it down, but soda's what's available. It's just fine.
Okay. Before
then
we...
again, I am obese.
Before we get into fantasy stuff, I just want to remind our listeners that there is no other fantasy podcast that talks about food so much and has good fantasy advice.
Right.
Mediocre.
Yeah. Subpar.
We give great fantasy advice. It's just what they do with it. It's not our fault if, you know, they have to take what they need. They take it all. That's on them.
Okay. Early results from our polls here are pants for suckers. All right. So far, we got 27 votes on this. 56% of the audience says, yes, pants are for suckers. Mm. I agree.
I always hated pants.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get into the news, man.
Okay. What do we have?
News and notes.
Oh, we have to do that drop again.
All right, first piece of news I got for you. Totally irrelevant. Rod Streeter signed with the Bills.
Okay, move on.
Care about that? No. Ezekiel Elliott had was in a car accident, and he had some sort of head injury. Supposedly not a concussion, then supposedly, you know, head injury. Whatever. Seems minor. He'll be fine soon enough.
Yeah, just miss OTAs, the opening of OTAs.
What I think is a little bit more relevant with Ezekiel Elliott is that the issue coming up with his off-field issues with hasn't entirely gone away. Is that going to affect him at all?
We'll see how much comes out pre-draft. But, I mean, if it's a question and the question mark is getting bigger and bigger, yeah, I'd be a little cautious. I mean, I don't know the whole... you know, thing about legally and, you know, what the time limit is.
I'll update the listeners here on the report. So Ian Rappaport reported on Tuesday that the NFL is still investigating Ezekiel Elliott, still under review for the assault allegations that he had back in July of 2016 from his ex-girlfriend. No charges were filed. Nothing supposedly came out of that out of Ohio, but the league is still investigating. I don't think it's going to affect them at all. No charges were filed. I don't think anything is going to come out in terms of any sort of ruling against Zeke.
Okay.
Next day, 4-game suspension.
Yeah, exactly.
So the Chargers, next piece of news here. Chargers rookie Mike Williams suffered a back injury, and he's not going to be participating in at least this first week of OTAs. Didn't seem like it was going to be anything serious. He should be back on the field next week is what the reports are so far.
you know, I mean, of course, I have no idea the severity. Doesn't seem, I mean, from the reports, it doesn't seem like it's that severe. But I could just like flash forward, you know, 6 weeks from now, and it's still nagging for some reason. And we're like, oh yeah, remember we heard about this, you know, when OTA started and nobody really cared. And I don't know. Keep an eye on it. I don't think it's serious, but you never know.
So a couple quarterbacks that have been the guys that are impressing so far in camp. We got Christian Hackenberg. Impressed. Oh God, smoking Jay Cutty's impressing in the booth. You think they allow him to smoke in the booth? Nope. Stay on track with the fantasy news. Christian Hackenberg is impressing with the Jets. That is going to be a dumpster fire of a team.
Oh, yeah, it is.
But there will be some value on a dumpster fire team. So first report out of their camp so far is that Bilal Powell and Matt Forte are going to be a backfield by committee and split carries.
Yeah.
What else is new?
Yeah. Right. The best fantasy value on the Jets is Quincy and Nunwa, right?
Oh, it's Eric Decker.
No.
Really?
Eric Decker.
Really?
If he stays on Robbie if he Anderson. Stays on the team, that's the issue, right? Because they want to kind of tank, save that money, and cut him, was the report like four months ago, and then they never did.
Well, they're
talking back in February, supposedly he was going to get cut.
And they don't know how healthy he is right now still, even.
But, yeah, Quincy Enunwa, you can get in the last round of a draft. We'll see today. He's going to be available in the last round. Bilal Powell, I think, is going to be much better value than Matt Forte in drafts this year. I think Eric Decker, should he be healthy, should he stay on the team, will be a very solid and very forgotten wide receiver.
What is Decker's ADP compared to Enunwa right now?
I don't have that pulled up, Dale.
Okay, well, I'll tell you. I'll tell you what it is.
I'll tell you where he's ranked amongst wide receivers, but you can tell me where he...
Quincy is around 70. His ADP is 70 overall among wide receivers. Mm-hmm. And, and Eric Decker is 36 among wide receivers.
And 74th overall.
Okay, so you're looking at 30-pick difference wide receivers. I'm taking Quincy over Eric Decker for that value. I don't know. We'll see where he lands, but value.
If Decker's healthy at the start of the year, he will be a top 36 wide receiver. Like, I think that is his floor, and you're drafting him at his floor.
Okay. All right. I mean, just an updating, Eric Decker is participating in OTAs, but he's wearing one of those red no-contact jerseys. So
Eric Decker, outside of the year that he had last year with injuries, every single year that he's been a starter, he's finished as a top 36 wide receiver. And that's where he's being drafted right now. So you're literally drafting the guy at his floor.
Yeah. But don't forget, he has a new quarterback.
Okay.
Ryan Fitzpatrick was good. I don't care what you say.
Okay. Outside of Peyton Manning, right, who else were his quarterbacks?
I don't know.
All right. Thank you, Dale. Fucking hell. Jamaal Charles is probably going to be ready by training camp.
Yeah.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, exactly. We said that last year.
We literally said that last year.
Yeah. We did. Yeah, believe it when I see it. And believe, I don't know, you will see a lot in we talked about Jamaal Charles a lot already. We can move on. But we'll see what happens preseason, what he does.
Kevin White sidelined for OTAs.
Interesting.
Nothing new there. And that's literally John Fox's words were that White's injury is nothing new.
Yeah.
That's
he's injured again. What else is new? Next.
Mm-hmm. And then Doug Martin, last piece of news here. Doug Martin is the clear top back at OTAs for Tampa Bay.
I believe it.
Not only do I believe it, I think he's another guy that's going to be probably undervalued. Should he be able to work his way back to any sort of form? Like,
yeah,
we see Doug Martin has had two possible scenarios in his career. It's either amazing season or bad season, but he's being drafted as like horrible season.
Yeah.
And he has the potential, we've seen it before, to be a top three running back. We've seen that a couple times already.
I got a great comparison, and I don't know if this is going to be a debate or not. In my head, I was debating it as you were talking. Doug Martin versus Ameer Abdullah. Is that crazy? I think it's really close. I think they both are very similar situations with very similar question marks. I'm curious where they land in the mock today.
I gotta see what my rankings look like.
Because don't forget, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we were debating Ameer Abdullah last year as an RB2/flex, probably closer to an RB2 last year. This year, maybe.
So as far as ADP goes, Abdullah is going 26 overall amongst RBs, and Doug Martin's going 33. That's so close. I mean, there's a seven position spread, but that's just amongst RBs. Right. That's not in draft.
Right. Let's also remember one more thing here, and it does matter. Martin does have a suspension on his tag for Good 3 point. Weeks. He has a 3-game suspension.
That's pretty significant.
That is significant. It was what, a 4-game suspension, and he's already served a game, something like that. I believe he served time on a suspension last year.
Yeah.
What he has is 3 games for this year. That I know for sure. So he does have some time. If it was not, if he had no suspension, I would say he's the guy for me. But as it stands right now, it could go either way. That's something that I would wait to see as we get closer. As it stands right now, I'd go with Abdullah. But I think Martin has good value for where he's being drafted. If you can hang on for 3 games, right? If you're going like I did earlier today where I went, I did a mock draft. I have problems. I have issues. I did a mock draft earlier today. And I drafted 3 wide receivers in a row because I wanted to try going 0 RB. I think Doug Martin is a good candidate when you start just throwing darts at the wall at any running back that you can draft after that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Although, on that team that I drafted, Ameer Abdullah was one of them.
Was he?
Yeah. But I've got Abdullah right now in my ranks at number 22, so okay. I'm slightly higher than the pack.
Yeah. I like him. And as we get closer, we do a flag plant guy every year, and as we get closer, I'm liking Abdullah a little bit more. Every time I read a little bit on him, I'm liking him. I mean, he was supposed to be the man last year. Let's not forget. And Theo Riddick isn't necessarily the, first and second down back of that team. So,
right. Okay.
All right. Let's get into the draft. Let's get into the mock.
Let's go ahead and get into the mock.
We don't have a draw for that. So
we do have a draw for that. We do have a draw for that, Dale.
How does it go?
Mock. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did that. Yeah. It's been a long time since we did any mock drafts. This is our first mock draft. And we're not calling it the way too early mock draft. We're not calling it that because I think every fantasy site.
No, Dale, but we can do it in our own way, right? Because this is the Easy Fantasy Football Podcast. So what the title of this episode is going to be Mock Draft Early AF.
Early as fuck. Oh, I like that. Okay.
Got it?
Yeah. The early as fuck mock draft. I like it.
There you go.
I like it.
But just AF. For puts the a little spin. Of, yeah.
Yeah, all right. We don't want to lose our sponsorships.
Our motherfucking sponsorships. All right, Dale.
Shout out to Coca-Cola, McDonald's.
Shout out to Lobster Tube, Amazon.
We got the big ones.
Yeah.
All right. Is Wade still here?
Nope.
He hung up on us.
Did he really?
Where is he? It's okay. He'll call back.
Please cut that out.
Do I have to?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to start here the mock draft, our first mock draft of the 2017 football season here. Totally not hyping it up at all. Anyways, if you want to do your own mock drafts, you can head on over to Fantasy Pros. They already have their own Fantasy Draft Wizard Open, and you know, we're happy enough to be on their site, and our podcast is listed on their site already. So very good tool for drafting. So we are doing a standard league, 12 teams, one quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, one tight end, one flex, which is a running back or wide receiver, defense and a kicker, and six bench spots. We'll probably just do the starters for this draft, right, Dale?
Yeah, yeah, just kind of get through it just because it is our early AF draft of the year.
And we'll get a little deeper into some of these later round players as we go along in the off season. We like to do mocks. We like to play out. We like to role play a lot. But let's go ahead and get into it. First three picks, no surprise, in whatever order. Number one, Zeke. Number two, David Johnson. Number three, Le'Veon Bell.
Sure.
Number four, Antonio Brown. Number five, Odell Beckham. Number six, Julio Jones. Number seven, Mike Evans. And number eight, LeSean McCoy. We are picking at the nine spot, Dale. For me, it's pretty clear who are the top couple of guys here, but I'll read to you who's on the board.
Okay.
For running backs and wide receivers, those are pretty much the only positions we're looking at, correct?
Correct.
Correct. So in the running backs category, we have about four, maybe a fifth guy, four guys that are all in the same tier for me right here, which are Melvin Gordon, DeMarco Murray, Jay Ajayi, and Jordan Howard. Devonta Freeman is on the very next tier, but he could be in that same tier if you would like.
Sure.
And then in wide receivers, I think we have a guy for me personally that's slightly just a cut above the other guys, and that's AJ Green. I know you like Jordy Nelson here. Where are you going here? What are you looking at?
You know, I have Jordy Nelson ranked higher than I think all those other guys that we talked about. I know you like AJ Green, and since this is a two-team or two-person one-team draft, I'd be okay with definitely. I think we're have to go wide receiver here with all the running backs available. We're going to kind of hope that these running backs are available. Well, at least one of them are available in the second round. So I'm looking at AJ Green or Jordy Nelson. I personally would take Jordy, but I see the value in AJ as well. When that offense is firing, AJ Green is valuable. So. I'll let you pick the first round since you're moderating.
Because we come back at 204 here, Dale, and we have five running backs that I'm comfortable having as my RB1 still on the board in Gordon, Howard, Murray, Ajayi, and Freeman, I would like to go AJ Green here. That's my preference. I think it's a very solid one. We'll get one of these guys on the way back. You know, probably a guy like Murray or Ajayi on the way back, if we're basing it off consensus rankings. And I'd be extremely happy to start off a team with AJ Green and Jay Ajayi, or AJ Green and DeMarco Murray.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I like AJ. I mean, there's some points of contention here. You know, when we're looking at these guys, you know, AJ Green, I don't have an issue with. I do like Jordy over him, like I said, but I'm not going to fight you over it.
Hold on. Here's another reason. Okay.
Okay.
If we start the team with AJ, then we can pick J-A.
Hey. That'd be awesome. And then this is how you're going to trick me into picking Jay Ajayi, isn't it?
Right.
Just because you know how to do that kind of stuff.
We just drafted AJ Green. After AJ Green off the board goes Melvin Gordon, Devonta Freeman, Jordan Howard, Dez Bryant, Jordy Nelson at 2-2. Which, I mean, as much as I may have not mocked him on the last episode, I think that's pretty good value for him.
Yeah.
I really love all three of those wide receivers that just went in the second round. Dez Bryant, Jordy Nelson, T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah.
I think those are some really good values as well. Which is why I went receiver earlier this morning. All right. So coming up back to us, though, we've got Jay Ajayi. We've got three guys here, and I think those are our only three options. I don't know if you agree. DeMarco Murray, Jay Ajayi, Michael Thomas. I think those guys are just very far ahead of everybody else on the board.
Yeah, I mean, ahead of people like Todd Gurley and maybe like Leonard Fournette or something, right?
Right.
I mean,
I think the drop between Jay Ajayi and Lamar Miller or Carlos Hyde is enormous.
I agree.
And then the drop between Michael Thomas and Doug Baldwin is big.
Right, right.
So,
I mean, a lot of just for the listeners, you know, when you're doing these mock drafts, look at the value of the players that you're getting. Not just, hey, you know, Jay Ajayi is good, but look at the value, you know, what round you're getting him in and, you know, what's going to come back to you, and try to, you know, play chess a little bit and, you know, right. take a look at future picks and, you know, okay, look at, you know, the next 12 guys available and say, am I going to get a quality running back or quality wide receiver? I think here, since we started with AJ Green, which is pretty solid, definitely taking a running back here. And I know you love Jay Ajayi. I'm going with DeMarco Murray personally. I have him ranked higher, and I mean, it's just a personal preference. Jay Ajayi is going to be a workhorse.
I know you went, with AJ Green pick for me on the first round, 'cause you like Jordy slightly more. And I think, you know, if we had started with either one of those teams, Jordy with DeMarco or Jay Ajayi with AJ Green, those are two very nice teams. But what I want to say here is exactly what you just said. Even if you like a guy, if you think he's going to come back to you, like you're pretty sure he's going to come back to you in the next round, you know, you're drafting late in the round and you can, you know, gamble a couple spots. I would have done that right now with Jay Ajayi, because I have Jay Ajayi higher than everyone else that we just named. However, I took AJ Green because he was definitely going to go, and I thought AJ Ajayi would come back.
Yeah.
So that's sort of the gamble, the mind tricks you might want to play in your draft lobby. If you want a guy to come back to you, you might want to take the guy who you have right there with him, but in a position that's looking slightly more scarce. And if there's a lot more availability, draft in those tiers, right? What we just did, we had five guys that are pretty much the same running back tier. We could have waited. We did wait, and two of them are still available on the comeback. So since you deferred to me for AJ Green, I'll go with you. We got DeMarco Murray on our team to pair with AJ Green. So we started with AJ Green at 109 and DeMarco Murray at 204.
Good start.
And so a bunch of wide receivers and running backs have gone since that pick. However, interestingly enough, we're all the way back in our pick now at 309, third round, ninth pick. Two quarterbacks went already before this. So let me recap. We picked DeMarco Murray. The very next pick was Jay Ajayi. Very next pick after that was Michael Thomas. I think those were the very clear-cut players that come after that.
I think so. Then it dropped down pretty far, I'm sure.
But here's where we start getting interesting. DeAndre Hopkins at 2-7, Doug Baldwin and Todd Gurley, Amari Cooper, which is due for a good year, I think, this year, but we'll see, and Aaron Rodgers at the back of the second round at 2-11. What do you think about that?
You know, I personally don't believe. I think the value at quarterback, just like it was last year, is so deep that you can get a pretty valuable quarterback later, you know, rounds 5-6, as opposed to reaching now. You're giving up a pretty valuable pick for Aaron Rodgers. Instead of Aaron Rodgers, who could he have picked? Or she?
And I 100% agree with you, but my reasonings you can find in the draft kit coming up on June 3rd. On my article on waiting on a quarterback in your draft.
Nice.
June 3rd.
So who could they have gotten besides Aaron Rodgers? Who do they pick Aaron Rodgers over?
So you picked Aaron Rodgers. And I'm not... clearly, Aaron Rodgers is going to probably outscore every player we've named so far, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's not the point. Exactly. The point is that Aaron Rodgers, on a points per game basis, on a position that you only need one quarterback... right, mm-hmm. will maybe slightly outscore Drew Brees if he does. Whereas if I have a guy like we just had last round in DeMarco Murray, or if I have Lamar Miller, or if I have a guy that hits in these later rounds, in these middle rounds, if I end up drafting a steal or a guy that, you know, is exactly what I think he's going to be. Let's say I take Lamar Miller here, and that's the guy that went a couple picks after Aaron Rodgers. So I take Lamar Miller. I've now gotten a second running back in a position where there's clearly more scarcity, that it's going to be much more figuring out throughout the season, where there's injuries, where later on, I mean, I can grab very late. I could grab in the eighth, ninth round. I could take Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
and be just fine at the quarterback position. There's so many guys that you can find. Take Matt Ryan, for example, last year, that you can find later that will be tremendous additions to your fantasy team at the quarterback position and will not cost you much. It's not going to cost you that second round pick.
Right.
I think it's a mistake to do it that way.
Yeah. I mean, look, I mean, last year, the difference between Aaron Rodgers and somebody like Kirk Cousins was only about 3 or 4 points per game difference. So, right. I mean, you know, look at the grand scheme of things and, you know, what kind of running backs are you passing up by taking Aaron Rodgers so early?
Right. And what happened to the people that in the third round took DeMarco Murray?
Yeah, exactly.
Or took, you know, guys of, took Melvin Gordon, took a guy like LeSean McCoy, right?
Exactly.
Or even later, right? If you're talking even late rounds, you took a Jordan Howard, or you took a Michael Thomas, you know, late rounds. Like, you can wait so long. You gotta just stockpile running backs and wide receivers because they are much more volatile positions and much more position scarcity is in play at those positions.
Yep. All right, let's move on.
Okay. So after that, Leonard Fournette at the back of the second round, way too high. That'll correct itself, I think. As we get closer to the season. After him, Lamar Miller, Rob Gronkowski, our first tight end, at 3-2.
No surprise.
Demaryius Thomas, I think that's probably slightly too high for Demaryius Thomas. But we'll continue. A couple of running backs after that, Carlos Hyde, Mark Ingram, Marshawn Lynch, which is interesting. Tom Brady at quarterback, which where do you have Tom Brady ranked?
I think fifth best quarterback.
Why is he 2 overall in consensus ranking? Yeah, I think that's too high, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, moving on. And Brandon Cooks at 3-8.
Okay.
So,
I think good value for Cooks.
That's, end of the third. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, here we come. Round 3. After this pick, Dale's going to give you a 30-second segment on Dale's garden time.
Ooh.
So stay tuned for that. But what are you looking at here, Dale? Because now we've started getting into the point where maybe there is a little bit more scarcity at some of these positions in terms of wide receivers and running backs. So what do you got here? Because top of the draft board for running backs, I'll read you the top 5 or 6 guys here. Christian McCaffrey, Isaiah Crowell, Joe Mixon, which I think is a mistake for him to be that highly ranked right now.
Yeah.
Eddie Lacy, C.J. Anderson, Spencer Ware, Tevin Coleman. And then on the wide receiver side, you have Alshon Jeffrey, Sammy Watkins, Allen Robinson, Devontae Adams, and Keenan Allen.
And there's a couple guys, a couple wide receivers are standing out to me. I don't know about you. You know,
are they number 13 and number 16?
Yeah, I mean, Alshon Jeffrey, Allen Robinson, and Keenan Allen are all, I think, fair. Keenan Allen might be a couple of picks after what we have right now, but Alshon Jeffrey, I think he could, you know, I like him. We talked about him as soon as this news broke a few pods ago. He could be valuable in this Philadelphia offense. Allen Robinson is a huge, for a lot of people, bounce back candidate. Had a down year, obviously, because Blake Bortles mainly, but I like either of these guys over any of the available running backs. I don't have a problem punting on running back right now and going for another wide receiver.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I think these wide receivers, for me, are clearly ahead of the running back group. So in this year's draft, I think the first group of running backs are ahead of the first group of wide receivers. You see that second group of running backs is ahead of that second group of wide receivers. But once you start getting into that third and fourth tier wide receivers, I think it's a clear cut ahead of the guys like McCaffrey and Crowell and Lacy. So for me, it comes down to 2 guys at this spot. And I think you're more or less on that same page. Alshon Jeffery and Allen Robinson. Alshon, I think, being the clear one in an offense that, you know, can support it. It's tried in the past. Desperately needed a wide receiver. They finally got a wide receiver. And then Allen Robinson. I think Blake Bortles is not nearly as bad as what we saw in 2016. Also, he's not nearly as good as what we saw in 2015. The truth of Blake Bortles lies in between.
I believe that, yeah.
And so I think the truth of Allen Robinson, therefore, falls somewhere in between as well.
Yeah, I agree.
So for me, it's between those two guys. I'll toss it up to you because I don't care either way. I think it's a great addition to our team, regardless where we go here.
Yeah, okay. Let's go Alshon Jeffrey then, if you're like giving me the reins here. I just believe, I mean, we talked about Jordan Matthews. I don't ever think that he was supposed to be that number one guy. I think Jordan Matthews' value might even go up too. So keep an eye on and see what he does this draft. But
oh man,
let's do Alshon Jeffrey.
Oh man,
what? We picked Alshon. Now what?
I picked Alshon.
Okay.
And now what happens to our team is when it starts getting interesting.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and get into Dale's garden time.
Oh, that's a good tease. All right. Okay, folks, today, we're coming up into summer, right? You got to be careful because it starts getting hot. You know, maybe, you know, you're more energetic during the summer, but don't forget to stay cool. Try to do your work either before 10 a.m. or maybe after 4 p.m. Drink plenty of water. If you have some Gatorade, hydrate, get some electrolytes in you, a little bit of sugar. Don't forget the sunblock. Everybody coming out of spring and winter, we're not used to, prepping for all the sun out here. It's
garden
a serious
time, not hydration time.
Shut up. Make sure you have some mosquito repellent, if you're in the part of the country that maybe has a little bit of mosquitoes. This is all garden stuff, you got to be prepared.
Want any other creams on your body, Dale?
the athletes go out there in training camp and, maybe they haven't worked as hard all year. So, maybe they have to take it a little bit slower. So,
fuck's the gardening tip?
Be like one of the athletes and, prep your body for the hard summer work.
Wait, was that the actual gardening tip?
Yeah, that's good, right?
I'm very close to cutting this segment altogether.
Look,
I don't know if I have the power to do that. I know this is supposed to be like
this
democracy or whatever.
This is gardening tips go beyond just gardening. It's about life. Be prepared for what the environment gives you.
Okay. All right. Anyways, after Alshon Jeffrey goes Sammy Watkins. All right, that's fine. Isaiah Crowell. Devontae Adams, it's funny how the community has shifted on Crowell.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, meh.
Yeah.
Devontae Adams,
mm-hmm.
Terrell Pryor. I like Pryor, but I don't know if I'm willing to go that high for him. Anyways, Michael Crabtree at 4-2, and then Greg Olsen at 4-3. So this is why I said it's interesting, because we have two wide receivers already. We have one running back. However, Allen Robinson, who was the other player that we considered last round, to me, is the best player still available, and he came back to us.
Wow.
But there's some decent running backs on the board, so what are you thinking here, Dale?
Yeah, this is this is where the money's made, in my opinion.
This is the money shot.
Yeah. Fourth round
sponsored
is
sponsored by Lobster Tube.
How many people are
just move on? No, we're gonna see if we can make that a segment. We'll come back another time.
How many people are like typing that in their phones as they're listening? Like, what the fuck is
no?
That? Okay,
move on. Just move on.
All right.
We'll unveil that another time.
So, anyways, our roster right now consists of AJ Green and DeMarco Murray and who did we pick last?
Alshon Jeffrey.
And Alshon Jeffrey.
It's right here on the screen.
Oh, yeah, I see it. it's hard, to go and get the three wide receivers in the first four rounds. But for me, I don't know. For me, the value is there to take Allen Robinson. But taking somebody like Eddie Lacy at this point.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Am I alone here? I mean, look, Ty Montgomery is still there as well. I think Ty Montgomery is very undervalued. I think, he's still available. Spencer Ware, reports came out today saying, hey, he's still the number one guy. I would take Spencer Ware over C.J. Anderson and Eddie Lacy.
I didn't go over the news from Spencer Ware on the news section because I just thought that's, like, obvious.
Yeah,
like, everybody knows that he's still the starter. Like, they didn't really do much to replace him.
Yeah.
But for me, I mean, Spencer Ware, Christian McCaffrey, like, there's no difference there. Spencer Ware, CJ Anderson, there's no difference there. Spencer Ware, Ty Montgomery, there's, I'd actually rather have Spencer Ware. Either way, like, Allen Robinson, though, the for me, Allen Robinson to Jarvis Landry or Allen Robinson to Emmanuel Sanders, there's a clear gap there. So I think we can get Allen Robinson and come back later and still get a guy like Spencer Ware or Ty Montgomery. It's not the best second running back, but then what we need to do after that, and we'll do it, is we stockpile on more running backs and hope that some of those other guys hit. So maybe we get an Abdullah later on in this draft. Maybe we get a Doug Martin, like we mentioned in the earlier parts of the segment. Maybe we get some of these guys late that could potentially hit at that second running back position. I think if you have a solid running back one, and this is very dependent on if you have a solid running back one, the RB2 position is the position that you can play around with the most and try to fill in from week to week.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I agree. I think, you know, I'm playing around in my head with the, you know, taking this Allen Robinson here. I wouldn't be upset if, you know, we have those and we come back and somebody like Ty Montgomery is our RB2. Like, that wouldn't, I know he doesn't get the ball a ton, but he's productive and
I already did it. Stop talking.
Okay.
Oh my God. Spencer Ware went next. That's painful. He was way down on the draft board here. But you'll be happy. Okay. I won't be happy, but you'll be happy. So Allen Robinson, I wasn't going to let you talk me out of, Allen Robinson
No matter what.
Like, I was going to draft him. I just wanted you to come around to it.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
All right. So at 4-4, we took Allen Robinson. So our team so far, we've got one running back in DeMarco Murray and three wide receivers in A.J. Green, Alshon Jeffrey, and Allen Robinson.
Okay.
So after Allen Robinson goes Spencer Ware, another running back, Jordan Reed. So we finally got three running backs. I mean, tight ends off the board already. Yeah. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Jordan Reed. Still living off the last two seasons ago hype. Christian McCaffrey goes at 4-7. C.J. Anderson at 4-8. Keenan Allen 4-9. At 4-10, we've got Tevin Coleman followed by Jarvis Landry. And to finish out the fourth round, Drew Brees. Now, if you're going to take a quarterback and it's going to be early, Drew Brees, the very last pick of the fourth round.
I'll do it.
I think that's pretty. I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
I am. There's a certain point where value is value.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
End of the fourth, beginning of the fifth. I mean, yeah, I think that's okay for Drew Brees.
Dude, somebody took Aaron Rodgers in the second. You're telling me Aaron Rodgers in the second, Drew Brees, the last pick of the fourth round?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, that is. And that's, I mean, we talked about value, and I'm glad it kind of played out that way just to give the listeners a chance to see what that value looks like. I'd much rather take Drew Brees three rounds later.
So I was interested in seeing if this guy might last until our next pick, if we were going to look at a quarterback. He did not. Andrew Luck went at 5-4, because for me, I have Andrew Luck kind of high this year. Anyways, at 5-1, Golden Tate, 5-2, Julian Edelman, 5-3, Robert Kelly, who's going to lose his job this year. Andrew Luck at 5-4. Doug Martin, ranked all the way in the 30s, goes at 5-5.
Okay.
Matt Ryan at the sixth pick of the fifth round. Eddie Lacy, trimming down based on his incentives, Eddie Lacy. And then the other non-running back wide receiver that I was looking at, Travis Kelce, unfortunately went the pick ahead of our pick.
Yeah, Travis Kelce's my number one tight end, yeah.
Yeah, I have him too at tight end. I would have liked to maybe have that option available to us. It is not.
Okay.
So,
we're starting to, now we got to start looking at running backs here.
Yes, we probably do. However, if we did want to take a tight end, top guys on the board are Tyler Eifert, Jimmy Graham, Delanie Walker. That's all fine. Top guys on the board overall are Joe Mixon, Emmanuel Sanders, Ty Montgomery, Larry Fitzgerald, Russell Wilson, Bilal Powell, Dalvin Cook, Amir Abdullah. Okay?
Okay.
Or we could just look at running backs here or wide receivers. I like some of these running backs. Okay? My clear next running back, and it's not close, is Amir Abdullah. I have Amir Abdullah ranked as a number two running back.
Yeah.
I know for you it's probably Ty Montgomery. I don't hate you on it.
Look,
I won't fight you.
What pick are we on right now? What
is this? We are on pick nine of the fifth round, the 57th overall spot.
I think we can wait on Abdullah. I'm willing to gamble that Abdullah is going to be available.
You sure?
Yeah,
I'd gamble. I'm going to punch you in the face.
I'm
not going to do that.
I say Ty Montgomery. Yeah, thanks.
I'll make you garden at noon.
Oh.
With no sunscreen.
I said before 10 or after 4.
Yeah, I heard your tips.
I want a Dale's Garden Thyme t-shirt. I'm going to make one, by the way. Hey, if you guys...
say Dale's Garden Thyme.
Yeah. If you guys want any of our merchandise, by the way, go to our Represent page. If you find us on Twitter, it's in our Twitter bio. But if you go to represent.com and look for Eat Sleep Fantasy, you can see all our shirts. We have some pretty cool shirts.
And we're selling them at a not profit.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah. I took all the profit off
them. We just have them there to be sold with $0 profit, just to kind of like, hey guys,
Christian said, give shirts out there. Yeah, Christian told me to give them away for free, and I said, okay.
Yeah, I think it's just kind of cool to have our own shirts out there. Like, that's just sweet.
We sold a million so far.
I mean, then I would be upset that we didn't, like, man, you couldn't have put like 50-cent profit.
Anyways, so we're looking at like maybe Ty Montgomery or
it's Ty Montgomery or Amir Abdullah for me. I'm not gonna kill you if you want Montgomery. I said what I had to say about him last episode.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he's gonna be the lead guy.
Yeah.
But
I think he's worth a gamble.
We're playing this as if the season's starting next week, right?
Right.
So Ty Montgomery here is the pick. And since there was not a lot of draft picks between us, Amir Abdullah did come back around.
Cool.
And Ty Montgomery probably wouldn't have.
Right.
So we'll go through some of the guys that just went after that. There's so much talking involved in a draft, mock draft. Holy cow, man. And I'm getting sick. Like, I just drank an emergency while on air. Hopefully you guys didn't hear that. But after Ty Montgomery went Joe Mixon, it's way too high for Joe Mixon, guys. Like, Jeremy Hill's still there.
Yeah.
Gio Bernard's still there.
Yeah. He has to walk through two other people.
Why are we taking him over both?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Nope.
By the way, like, nothing's come out that he's going to be the starter.
Like, no, absolutely not.
Jeremy Hill's still the starter.
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah, for now.
Right? If that changes and, he's the starter now and Jeremy Hill is getting cut or whatever, okay, fine.
Right.
But that's not the case as of right now.
Right.
Update, June 1st. Jeremy Hill is cut. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So we have Amir Abdullah coming back to us. Do you want to recap our roster right now, just really quick?
So recapping our roster, DeMarco Murray. Oh, sorry. AJ Green in round one. DeMarco Murray in round two. Alshon Jeffrey, round three. Allen Robinson, round four. Ty Montgomery in round five. We're here in round six. We have our choice. What do we want to do? I think we've got three or four running backs that I'd be okay with, and I'll read them to you here, Dale.
Okay.
And they are Amir Abdullah, Bilal Powell, and that's about it.
Yeah. I think the running backs are starting to dry up a little bit.
Then there's the next tier of guys. You got like Paul Perkins.
LeGarrette Blount, probably.
LeGarrette Blount, Jeremy Hill.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not as low on Jeremy Hill until something happens. Like, everybody's just like, oh, it's going to be the rookie. Like, we're going to switch it up. Yeah. And I'm not as certain as everyone else that Joe Mixon is just going to come in and take that job.
Yeah. I mean, what round are we in right now? We're in the sixth round.
All right. So after Montgomery went Mixon, Sanders, Jimmy Graham, Mike Gillisley.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is a terrible pick, but it's a little early. Delanie Walker and Cam Newton, 6'3".
Yeah.
Cam Newton, if he hits sixth round, not bad option.
Yep. You know what else is not a bad option? Drafting in the mid sixth round, I don't know. He won't be there when we come back, but Russell Wilson, if we don't pick him now, we're not going to get him. And he's probably the last of the really good quarterbacks, and it's a sixth round, in my opinion. The other quarterbacks, you know, maybe like Jameis Winston, which a lot of people are high on. Then you got people like Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins, you know. Russell Wilson is the last of the
I love Russell Wilson.
Good tier.
Prior to my cursing of him last year, he had a couple straight seasons of being a top three quarterback.
And we are talking about the Russell Wilson curse of 2016.
In which it was the first time he ever got hurt. And he still played 16 games, finished as the number 11 quarterback, threw for the most yards of his career.
Yeah.
But the problem is, if Russell Wilson can't run, he's not Russell Wilson.
Right.
And so his O-line is slightly better this year. I think he'll be back to being that guy that rushes for over 500 yards like he did every year of his career except for last year. I like him, Dale, but I just think, like I did a mock draft earlier today, and I got Kirk Cousins. I think it was the 8th or 9th round.
Yeah.
And, you know, at that point, I love Russell Wilson, but I don't know if it's worth it here. I'm writing an article on waiting on a quarterback for a reason.
Yeah. No, and I'm not saying take him. I'm just saying if you want that last guy in the good tier, you got to take him now because he won't be back. He won't be there when you need him next round.
Right. And there's still, I mean, you still got Derek Carr.
Yeah.
You still got Big Ben. You still got Marcus Mariota.
Toolman.
Yeah, but that's, you said good quarterback.
And you got John Stafford still.
John Stafford. That is true, man. Matthew Stafford is always, always underranked. It's like, when are people going to learn he's going to be a top 10 quarterback?
Yeah.
He's ranked 15. Like, he's not going to be 15. He's going to be, like, 10.
Yeah.
Like, he is. Always.
Last year, he was 9th in fantasy points per game. I mean, it's crazy.
Silly, guys.
Over 4,000 yards.
Yeah, all right.
Anyways. Jinx. I say anyways too much, apparently.
Yeah, and I just jinxed you. I do that, too.
All right.
What are you doing here?
We're going for running back again, aren't we? Amir Abdullah? Yeah.
I think the pick's Abdullah. We wasted so much time talking about other stuff.
Yeah, okay. Amir Abdullah.
So,
I mean, we're a little weak on the running backs. I mean, we have DeMarco Murray, then Ty Montgomery, and now Amir Abdullah. I think between those three, we can find two good starters. Now we got to definitely draft value. I'm looking at either wide receiver, running back.
Yeah. If we wanted to take another running back, there's still Bilal Powell, Paul Perkins on the board.
Yuck.
We want to go there. Russell Wilson did go.
Yeah.
Derek Carr did go, which kind of hurts a little bit. But this is the point where maybe we look at a tight end, maybe not, depending on who's on the board. Zach Ertz, Eric Ebron, Jack Doyle are still on the board. O.J. Howard. Unfortunately, we're not going to get a great tight end.
No. At this point, we're giving up and waiting.
Right. I think if I don't get Travis Kelce or Tyler Eifert as a tight end, maybe I get Jimmy Graham because I believe in Jimmy Graham in this offense in 2017. Other than that, I'm waiting. Like, yeah. I will get somebody pretty late.
Yeah.
So we're good on tight end. I think for now we can wait several more rounds. Maybe we get a Jack Doyle. Maybe we get a Zach Ertz. Mm-hmm. We'll see. So what are you looking at here, Dale?
Well, let's see. What's our value at wide receiver?
Okay, so wide receivers, we've got Green, Jeffrey, and Robinson. Unfortunately, the next guy that I was looking at was Tyreek Hill, and he just went later in the 6th round. So Amir Abdullah, Tyreek Hill, Kelvin Benjamin, Dalvin Cook. We had Marcus Mariota already go at quarterback. Thomas Rawls, Eifert, Fitzgerald, Devontae Parker, Hunter Henry, Frank Gore in the 7th round right before Russell Wilson, Kyle Rudolph, which I don't know what you're doing there, Brandon Marshall, Martellus Bennett, Adrian Peterson. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. And Derek Carr at 7-8.
Okay. I don't know. Where are you going? What do you think here?
I have two guys here, and they're right here. Bilal Powell, Dante Moncrief. If I had an indication that Decker was clearly healthy, I'd go Decker. You know what? I'm actually going to put Decker in that group. I know you didn't like him earlier when I mentioned him. And last but not least, a guy that I got to keep on my board, Martavis Bryant. However, based on his current ADP and consensus rankings, I'm pretty sure Martavis Bryant will be on the board.
He's going to stick around.
He's going to stick around. Now, I would have him. I have him ranked in my top 36 at wide receiver. And I believe that he'll definitely be there on the next pick, though. So yeah. What are you doing here, Dale?
Yeah, I am. I like Dante Moncrief, I think, out of the players we're looking at on the board.
Just keep in mind, I'm taking Martavis Bryant with our next pick after this.
That's fine. You know, I mean, you're high on Andrew Luck this year. I think I'm a little higher, too, than most. Not as high as you. But, yeah, I think Dante Moncrief has a really good shot at, you know, being, you know, a strong number two wide receiver on that team. And that's enough with the volume that's going to happen. That's enough to give him some value there.
Wow, I have Martavis Bryant crazy high right now. I'm at 28.
Okay.
All right. Just wanted to throw that out there.
So are we looking at Dante Moncrief then?
Yeah, I already took him.
Okay.
So Dante Moncrief is off the board. After Dante Moncrief goes Corey Davis, Jameis Winston, Ben Roethlisberger, Paul Perkins, Bilal Powell, who I would have taken there, just so you know, and Latavius Murray. So what's your thing here, Dale? I still think we can wait. Possibly. Oh, man, this is tricky. Can we wait another pick from Martavis Bryant? Thing is, if we don't get a running back here, if we don't get Blunt or Perrine or Riddick.
Mr. 305.
Or our handcuff and Derrick Henry. It gets really bleak after that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't mind taking a flyer on LeGarrette Blount. I mean, what is it? We're in the eighth round now?
But would you rather have Blount over Martavis Bryant?
I think I would. I mean, we have Moncrief, Allen Robinson, A.J. Green, Alshon Jeffrey. I'm just looking at the depth of wide receiver on our team.
Fine.
I think LeGarrette Blount.
You, by the way, I should have made you take Bilal Powell last round and then Dante Moncrief if he was there, or
oh man, but now we're gonna have two Eagles on our team. Bryant.
Yeah, dude, and they suck. All right, LeGarrette Blount has been drafted.
All right,
and you know who went right after LeGarrette Blount?
Yeah,
Martavis Bryant. Did I don't know really? Why I'm letting you run this draft.
All right,
one win this season.
By the way, Jason Witten, he's had one season with under 700 yards since his rookie year, and that was last year. He's been pretty consistent. I know he's slowing down a little bit, but with Dak Prescott getting a little bit better after his rookie season, maybe, you know, progressing a little bit, you know, he still had 95 targets last year, which isn't the lowest of his career. I think he has a pretty good shot at being a pretty valuable fantasy tight end and very undervalued.
I feel like this needs to be said because listeners are probably wondering what just happened if they heard it. I went to scratch my arm and I smacked the living shit out of my microphone.
I didn't hear it on my side.
So there's that.
Okay. Anyways, continue. I'll let you take control of this pick because I fucked up.
Yeah, with dude. Blunt. I'm a little surprised. We can't draft another Eagle, right? I'm a little surprised that Zach Ertz is still on the board.
We're not drafting another Eagle. There's a two limit Eagle.
Okay. Well, then in that case, Jack Doyle will probably be back around. So, Kirk Cousins, I think this is a good spot to take a quarterback.
I don't disagree.
I know we could wait. We could get Matthew Stafford later. We could get Tyrod Taylor later.
And Philip Rivers. Get
the always underrated Andy Dalton, Blake Bortles, Philip Rivers. But I like Kirk Cousins more than most.
Okay.
I have Kirk Cousins ranked stupidly.
Yeah.
I have Kirk Cousins as my number 5 quarterback.
Okay.
So I mean,
it's not a crazy enough. It's not crazy enough to argue with. I would probably wait if I was drafting for myself, but given if you believe in your rankings, there's no reason not to take Kirk Cousins if you think
strongly. At this point, I don't think he would last one or two more rounds. I'm willing to pay the price here at the 105th pick for my number five quarterback.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. If you believe in your ranks, go for it.
His ADP is 89. His consensus ranking on Fantasy Pros is 85. We're getting him at 105.
Yeah, it's a value.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think I have him in my rankings.
Just draft him.
Even higher just than draft that. Okay, sorry. Okay. Kirk Cousins. We have way too much of the NFC East. Okay. Zach Ertz is taunting us because we
picked... I'm not taking another Eagle.
LeGarrette Blount. We picked Kirk Cousins, and Zach Ertz is still on the board.
Yeah.
Anyways, we picked Kirk Cousins.
We're going to pick so many Eagles, it hurts. That was good.
After Kirk Cousins, yeah, that wasn't terrible. I just wanted to make it
thanks.
Be silent.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You got to let jokes sit, man. P. Ryan.
Mr. 305. Green.
His name is Perrine, right? And I just say Perrine every time?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to call him Mr. 305, even though he's not from South Florida.
Right, because Perrine is in South Florida, a little town in South Florida.
So Mr. 305 went at 9-10. CJ Procise, remember when there was so much hope for CJ Procise?
Yes.
Just went at 9-11. Marlon Mack at 9-12.
Who?
Randall Cobb at 10-1. The backup in Indy.
Yeah.
The running back backup.
Yeah.
Marlon Mack.
Yeah.
Mr. Mary Mack. Adam Thielen. That's a pretty good nickname I just came up with on the spot, right?
Go.
I actually didn't like it, and then you laughed. So was...
Don't base if something's good if I laugh or not. That's a mistake.
Yeah, actually, peeling back the curtain one more time. We have a group chat from friends in our keeper league, in our football league. And they're obviously also friends. That's kind of how I met you, Dale, right? That's just football league, and we started playing, and some of it was my friends, and some of it was your friends, or whatever.
Right.
And Richard, the guy who was on our podcast for like six episodes last year and then just disappeared, is in that group chat, and he tells terrible jokes. And Dale is always there to be like, that's a good joke.
Just a give him some validity. Yeah.
You give him validity on terrible jokes, man.
The one tonight was pretty good, though.
Oh, man. No. All right. Anyways, Randall Cobb, Adam Thielen in the 10th round. I think that's not bad. And Mike Williams. I'm going to wrap it up here, Dale, with our very last pick. If you don't want to take Zach Ertz, that's fine. But I would like to wrap it up with either one more running back or a tight end to finish our draft.
Okay.
And if Jack Doyle is still on the board, I'm not sure. Let me go. Zach Ertz is still on the board. He would be the guy, but you don't want another Eagle for some reason.
Nope.
I like Jack Doyle. I like that offense this year. I think Andrew Luck's going to have a great year. I'm all in on the Indy passing offense. What do you think about Jack Doyle here?
Jack Doyle sounds like a guy that gets straight A's.
Oh, I forgot about this game.
Jack Doyle sounds like he would let you date his girlfriend.
Jack Doyle has been able to keep his Tamagotchi alive all these years.
Jack Doyle drives an 89 Honda Accord.
Damn it. No, I just came up with a new segment. We told Jack Doyle things until whoever laughs first loses.
Okay, good
and there's got to be a punishment attached. No, this is stupid. This is not good for
this
the
is
listeners.
Horrible.
It's just good for you and me.
They've turned off.
Nobody knows what we're doing. Nobody was there for Jack Doyle last year. Oh, man.
All right. Okay, so we're taking Jack Doyle.
Oh, man. But he clearly gets bullied in that locker room, right?
All right, we're taking Jack Doyle with the last pick.
Oh, I just took Zach Ertz. Damn it.
You motherfucker. I took Zach Ertz. You motherfucker.
He was on my board so long that I took Zach Ertz by accident. Oh, man. That's perfect.
Perfect way.
Perfect
to
ending.
All right.
All right. So let's recap our team here, though. Right. We'll start with our quarterback is Kirk Cousins, who was also my quarterback in the mock draft this morning. Surprise, surprise. I have him ranked way higher than everyone else. DeMarco Murray and Ty Montgomery are our running backs. On our bench, our running backs are Amir Abdullah and LeGarrette Blount. I think if we had continued, we probably would have gotten two more running backs, right?
Sure, yeah.
Probably ended up with six running backs total, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And my draft I did today, since I went three wide receivers early, I ended up with seven running backs just to see.
Right. You kind of overcompensate a little bit, right?
Throw everything at the wall and see what sticks.
Sure.
Basically.
Yeah.
And so probably end up this one with six. Our wide receivers, though, are pretty good because we got AJ Green, Alshon Jeffrey, Allen Robinson, and Dante Moncrief. And then our tight end is whatever you want to call it, Jack Doyle, Zach Ertz.
Yeah.
Whoever you want to say it was.
Sure. Not bad. Not bad.
I'd give it a B.
Yeah. I mean, I don't love Ty Montgomery, but given what was there, and we have LeGarrette Blount and Amir Abdullah sitting on the bench as well. Not horrible, but that's kind of like a red mark on our roster. Alshon Jeffrey, I'm not crazy about, but again, the value I think was decent where we got him.
I really like the top of the team. Like being able to have, I think having, you know what? I'm looking back at it. I think having AJ Green and Allen Robinson, and like for me, Alshon Jeffrey is really the third wide receiver, and you couple that with Moncrief, that's really nice.
Yeah.
Like we're always going to have a solid flex.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like if Abdullah, LeGarrette Blount, or Montgomery, we're just hoping one of those three hits.
Yeah.
Or one of the other two running backs that we might have taken later on hits. So a rookie that we might have paired with somebody else, like anything, right? At that point, we're just hoping any one of those five other running back sticks. And it could be Blount. I think Abdullah is that guy. I think Abdullah is going to be a very solid running back. So you couple that with DeMarco Murray as your one, which for me would have been Ajayi, but DeMarco Murray is your one, and Kirk Cousins, who is a very undervalued quarterback. That doesn't mean he's great in real life, but for fantasy, like he's going to throw the ball a ton. It's going to be little dinks and dunks, and it's going to be just kind of efficient passing.
Yeah.
But that's what Kirk Cousins is, and it works, and it's going to be nice this year, guys. I promise you, Kirk Cousins is going to outperform his draft stock. So I'm going to reevaluate. I say a B+, A-.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give it a B+, not an A-. B+ is fair.
Like a 89 or?
Yeah, like an 88.
Ooh. Yeah. See, that's not nice. I mean, Jack Doyle never got an 88 in his whole life. that dude,
again,
straight 97s.
Again, don't forget, guys, our draft kit. Sign up for it on eatsleepfantasy.com. You can follow us on Twitter at eatsleepff. Find us on Facebook. Sign up for the draft kit coming out June 3rd. We're giving out this Russell Wilson autograph mini helmet. Maybe just tweet at us or Facebook us or email us and let us know how we should give this away or why or whatever. Like what?
Jack Doyle totally, like, when there's roll call in class, says present, right?
For,
instead of here.
For Christian Brito, I'm Dale. Thanks for listening.
Suck on my dick. Suck on my own dick, man. Hey. I suck on my own dick.